Good morning. I'm Celeste Headley. Well, we got the auto industry sales figures for August. They came out yesterday, and they show some pretty good news, John. Good news, and unfortunately, bad news also.
Have you driven a Ford lately?
Well, clearly a lot of people are who never did before. Indeed. We're going to take a look at which automakers won out in the Cash for Clunkers program. We're here with Nick Bunkley. Nick is an auto industry reporter for our partners, the New York Times. He joins us from good old Detroit. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
So we got some good news out of the Cash for Clunkers program. I assume that at this point we are labeling Ford a big winner.
Ford definitely came out of this, I think, better than a lot of people had anticipated. And even Ford said that yesterday. They realized that after what everyone has gone through in the last couple of years, that anything like that is a little bit of a surprise in a lot of people's minds.
Well, they had the largest bump in their percentage rise when we're comparing August to August.
Now, actually, 17% up.
That's 17%, and that's larger than even the Asian automakers. And, you know, Nick, it's important to put this in context, to compare to last August, because isn't August generally the briskest month for auto sales every year?
It's definitely one of, although the way that things have been going lately, it's hard to really put much of a label on any particular month anymore.
So we have Ford coming out big, but unfortunately, two of the companies that were in bankruptcy earlier this year, that would be GM and Chrysler, we'd assume they'd need the biggest help, the most help from the Cash for Clunkers program. They didn't come out quite so well.
Sure. Well, GM and Chrysler, they ended up, of course, on the negative side the most here. For GM, it's a little bit of a mixed bag because they will point out that they had a really good August last year because it was their 100th anniversary and they had a big sale. To be fair, they certainly would have had a hard time matching that anyway. But Chrysler, of course, they just don't have the smaller cars out there that people really wanted to get into through this program, and so they were having just another tough month there.
What surprised me, it didn't surprise me that we saw a lot of small cars leaving the lots, because that was what was incentivized through the Cash for Clunkers program. What surprised me in the numbers yesterday is that we also saw a rise in the sales of Ford F-150s. It's been a while since we've seen that, right?
Those are the pickup trucks.
Large pickup trucks.
Yeah, definitely. It's the first sales increase for the F-series since October 2006, Ford said.
So what does that mean?
Well, Ford thinks that is a good sign just for the broader economy, contractors are one of the groups of people that tend to buy those types of pickups. And so when sales start to go back up with a vehicle like that, they think it shows that construction and housing maybe are starting to come back. It was the highest amount of F-Series sales in over a year.
Okay, briefly, Nick, GM, one of the GM officials actually says he thinks the economy is coming back quickly. Do you agree? Is these auto sales evidence?
There are certainly some signs in these numbers. At the same time, the Clunkers program was such an overwhelming force in this month's sales that it's a little bit hard to see what's going on there. They're expecting sales to drop off at least pretty much through September are going to be back sort of at the levels we saw before this. But then the rest of the year may be a better indication as to whether things actually have improved.
Okay, Nick Bunkley writes about the auto industry for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much.